Hungarian saint of the Orthodox Church, Piroska. The daughter of Saint Ladislaus was named Piroska, which was changed to Priska, being a Byzantine princess. Later, similarly to Saint Elizabeth of Aragon from the Arpad dynasty, she received the name Peace.
She lost her parents at a very early age.
Her mother, Adelheid, a Polish princess, came from a family of counts in Rheinfeld, just like Saint Ladislaus. Ladislaus's mother was also from a family of monarchs whose predecessor's family tree went back to Byzantine and German Roman emperors. She was known as Richeza and died when her daughter was 5 years old. Piroska became an orphan
at a very early age.
King Koloman of Hungary, Könyves Kálmán,
the Hungarian scientist king,
raised her and ensured her safe upbringing. This meant that she studied languages, but she was also introduced to governing and economy, along with the important tenets of politics. As Greek sources described her, she inherited her mother's blue eyes, light brown hair, and beautiful face, as these writings remembered. The 1100s brought the closure of the history of Hungarian wars with the German Roman Empire, with the ability to preserve Hungary's independence and all its territories. This was also the time when the nation had to face the expansion of Byzantine emperors from south. King Koloman had two significant enemies. One of them was Venice, with whom he smoothed the relationship by diplomatic negotiations. Here the issue was the ownership of various cities in Dalmatia. He gave away Piroska to marry John Komnenos II, who later became an emperor, with the purpose to take care of differences within the family. The marriage was an obviously arranged one, which became a harmonious sacrament that produced 4 sons and 4 daughters. 2 of the 4 boys, Alexios, the older one first, then after his death, the second one, Manuel, became Byzantine emperors. According to historic documents, Manuel
resembled his maternal grandfather, King Ladislaus, the most.
Not only with his physical appearance, but with his intellectuality as well. He was the greatest emperor of the Byzantine Empire. Saint Piroska preserved her Hungarian identity in her entire life. She, however, converted to Orthodoxy and followed its tenets. She founded churches and convents. She was a stellar example of family life. Her name is closely affiliated with the design and building of the era's most sophisticated building complex that superseded anything of the times, the Pantokrator Monastery Complex, today's Zeyrek Mosque in Turkey. It included the most beautiful church of the Byzantine region, a hospital, and a shelter. Piroska personally oversaw the building process, and then she was involved in running the complex along with her husband, John Komnenos II. She was also known in the empire as the savior of faith. The manifestation of her husband's love was to let Priska,
Saint Irene, be involved in the running of the empire,
along with being part of the state affairs, which was a
very unusual arrangement for the times.
The complex still stands. It is under renovation at the moment. Its cultural significance is that it was the first modern church of the times, even predating the line of hotels in Paris. It is an interesting historical fact that Emperor John Komnenos II happened to note once that the feudal lord of the Hungarian king is the Byzantine emperor, to which Piroska responded, "Only in your fever dreams." Her husband's response was not very Christian-like. She turned to physical altercation. The son of King Koloman, Stefan II, received news of it and he attacked the Byzantine emperor at once.
He defeated the emperor's army
and occupied the castles of Baroch for the Kingdom of Hungary. We are after the split of the Western and Eastern Church,
which resulted in admiringly different saints.
Piroska, however, is high on the list on both sides.
She was sanctified in the East.
But the Roman Church also considers her as a saint. We can conclude that King Saint Stephen was both sides' common saint as the only male, and Saint Piroska was the only female who is a saint of not only 2, but 3 churches.